Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
A-rated houses, something you constantly hear about, the benefits, how fortunate people are if they're lucky enough to have one. But Anne is with us on the programme today because, Anne, tell us about your experience of the heat in your new built home.
Oh my God, it can get very, very hot in the summer. So we've kind of learned a few tricks along the way. Our house was sitting around 25 degrees yesterday, but I've heard from some people were saying it was like 31, 33 degrees in their new build.
I've seen 27 and 28.
I know, yeah, so easily. And I think if you've got the windows open all day and the sun is glaring in into that kind of double glazed glass, it's just really going to heat up and it's just going to stay in there because they're so well insulated. So, I definitely would say try and keep the sun out if you can because it will make a little bit of a difference.
So this is the whole air to water system and all of the solar panels and all of the different mechanisms that are absolutely fantastic to have during the winter period in terms of keeping your bills down and your house warm. However, during the summer, the downside is that it's often too hot.
It does get very hot, yeah. And that's just, it's the layers and layers of insulation in the walls. We got a great tip from a neighbour a couple of years ago, and that's just to open the attic door. So that will let all of the kind of really warm air out to the top of the house. We have our attic converted, so we just keep the window open all the time in the attic just to try and cool it down. But you will really notice a difference if you come in, say, after a day's work and the house feels really, really hot. Just open the little trap door in the attic and that will make a little bit of a difference. Not a huge amount, but it does cool it down a little bit.
Yeah, but it's the actual A-rated heating systems. Like, they aren't an aircon system, though. Sure, they're not.
They're not. No. Yeah, you can see the thermostat. So you can see the like actual temperature of the room and then the kind of temperature that you want it to get to. And that's usually to kind of heat it up. So I don't know. I mean, if things continue like this in the summers, maybe we will start to have to think about aircon or, you know, different measures to kind of cool our houses down. Because,
things you never thought in Ireland.
Absolutely. I know. But even, you know, some of the simple things that they do abroad, like, you know, shutters and things like that, or overhangs on the windows, because the summer is, you know, like, it's in one way great and maybe not great in another way. They are definitely getting warmer. So we do have to keep that in mind, I think.
You've young kids. How do you manage that to try and keep their rooms cold?
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. So they're on the east side as well. So their rooms really, really heat up through the day. So they can be very warm. And I think especially when they're young, like when they were babies, we were always so worried and, you know, that their rooms were always very hot. So it's just really light dressing and just do what you can. We, you know, open the window a crack. They're kind of okay, they're 2 and 4, so we're not so worried about overheating and things like that, but it can be a big worry with very small kids.
Listener here says, we live in an A-rated house. Our upstairs was 29 degrees yesterday when I went to bed last night, and that was with the blinds down all day on.
I know, yeah, that's it. And the attic trick might bring it down a couple of degrees. I came home yesterday, it was like 25 degrees. And then with the attic open, by the time we were going to bed, it was down to 22. So that's obviously a little bit hotter than you'd maybe like when you're going to sleep, but definitely kind of more comfortable than 25, 26 degrees.
But Pete the Builder is with us, Anne, here on the line as well. Is this a common complaint, Peter?
Hey, Andrea.
How are you?
Look, how's it going? All good. Look, to be honest with you, I'd like to clarify a couple of things there. Your heating system is not the problem, and certainly your solar panels aren't the problem at the moment, because your heating system will literally not come on. It'll be responsive from the thermostats, and it certainly won't come on and give you more heat in a situation. What you have is an A-rated home, which has got a huge amount of air tightness in it. So that, with the new building regulations that came in over the last number of years, our insulation ratings and numbers went through the roof, and also the air tightness of the homes was a big thing that was worked on. So what we have now is got our homes that if let's say someone has gone out to work and obviously for security reasons they have to keep their windows or doors closed, they're coming back to homes that have only had a very small amount of air changes during the day, and therefore the heat in within the building has built up. But that is not from your heating system. That is simply from the heat in the air, but also a massive amount of the solar gain. So what you have is the sun is shining in through the windows and it's creating heat by doing that. And then that's getting trapped inside this really airtight and really well insulated home. So the home is doing exactly what it's being
supposed to do.
But our houses and our building regulations are more suited to the fact that we have seasons which are, you know, more of our seasons are cold than they are warm. So So when we get into this lovely moment where we have a couple of weeks of good weather, that's when we've got this challenge. So there's a couple of very simple things you can do. It's nothing got to do with your heating system. Your heating system at this stage should only be giving you hot water, and you can turn it off. But cross ventilation is the biggest asset that you have here. So opening the windows, and Anne said it there, opening the windows at the top of the house. If you have Velux windows, make sure that they're open. Open the windows upstairs in your home, but also you have to open the windows downstairs, and you have to create what's called cross ventilation. So if there is a little bit of a breeze, and today there is a bit more of a breeze than there was yesterday, you will get that cooler air coming through the home and taking out the hot air. Hot air rises, so you need to get that air moving from the top first, and that will cause a bit of circulation. And then the other thing is shade. So look, we go on holidays all the time, and we go and we stay in hotels, and we stay in maybe a villa in Spain that has very little insulation in it. And what it actually has is usually got single glazed windows, and it has a lot of shade. So you've got shutters on the windows, and you've got, again, shaded areas which are stopping that solar gain from happening. So we're kind of in the opposite in terms of, we always build our houses south-facing. We put in big windows and doors to try and get as much light and as much heat in as we can. But then during the couple of months of the year when we are getting higher temperatures, and let's be honest, the temperatures are getting higher over the last few years, it's certainly something that is now becoming a problem. We focused all our attention on making sure that our homes were as protected and warm and energy efficient during the winter. But now maybe we need to start considering some sort of cooling systems during the warmer weather.
So do people need to start looking at aircon? I have a few texts from people here today wondering, Peter, about this.
Well, look, it's a big investment. And again, it's not really an environmentally friendly way of cooling your home, air conditioning. But I think that there are other simpler techniques, like what I'm saying about shading and blinds and shutters and stuff like that, is something that we may need to start considering. I don't think we're at the point where we need to start putting aircon into our homes the way you would see on the continent and in parts of America. You simply couldn't live in a house without air conditioning. I don't think we're at that stage yet, but there's no doubt about it. Our climate is getting warmer. But what we also have is our houses are much better insulated than a lot of other houses on the continent and in other parts of the world, because of the fact that we do get colder snaps, we get a lot of wind, we get a lot of humidity in our country. So our building regs are suited towards that. And now we have, it's a good problem, by the way, that we have a period of time where we have a lot of sunshine, and then we have a situation where we're slightly overheating.
Now, this listener says, Pete, they don't agree with opening the windows when it's 28 degrees in their bedroom and 31 degrees outside. Surely they're just going to let the warm weather in.
Well, look, everyone to their own. I actually like a cold bedroom myself, whereas some people, you know, want a warm house, a really warm house throughout the whole building. But you see this a lot in commercial buildings as well, where you've actually, part of the facade is a shaded kind of a screen. And that's because during periods of time during the summer where you've got long sunlight, it's pretty much impossible to work in those spaces because the sunlight's coming in, people can't see their screens, and it also gets extremely hot. It's the solar gain that's the biggest problem. So for probably 80% of the year, we want that sun, we want to bring it in, we're not putting up any shade. But then it's probably gone to somewhere between 15 and 20% now, where we're kind of getting a lot of sunshine into our homes, and sometimes it does overheat. But look, you know, at this moment in time, I do think cross ventilation is our biggest asset. But again, you can't do that if you're not in the house. You can't be opening all your windows and doors.
And
and leaving them open.
So it's not just Dan, the attic that you need to open. It's the other windows. And plenty of suggestions here from texters who say you really need to go and invest in the very good, strong, the blackout thermal curtains as well.
Yeah. Like if you have a skylight, again, if it's like a Velux window or something like that, they will have bespokely made shutout blinds. You can get them on remote controls. And again, that's in all the different skylight brands. Again, it's worth investing in, and it's funny, it's that thing that you don't think you need it until you do need it.
Until you do.
And when you get that really hot sunshine like we've got now, you definitely need a bit of shade.
Yeah. And you'll have to start looking at blinds.
Yeah, we do. We kind of pull the blinds on the east side when we're out, and then leave the kind of windows open on the shady side. So that does help. And we also open an umbrella in the back garden just to kind of shade the light coming in a little bit more into the kitchen. And that helps. So yeah, there's definitely a few little kind of tricks that you can do to sort of just keep the sun out when you want it out.
Absolutely. Try and enjoy the next couple of days of it, because I just see here breaking news flashing to tell us that there's going to be a status orange rain warning for parts of the country as well. So I'm sure there'll be plenty more of that coming up in the news. Yeah, status orange thunderstorm warning issued for County Cork, according to Met Éireann. So try and make the most of the last of the good weather. And Pete the Builder, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.